Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What's the key to controlling our whole body? Overcoming every bad habit. Reaching every goal. What's the key? According to the Bible, it's our words. So if we've been struggling, or if we've been falling, if we've been failing, where's the first place to look? What have you been saying? Right? The thing is, the world is flowing downstream in the negative vein fast. And if you'll talk negative and talk failure and talk unbelief, nobody will notice. Because that's what they're talking. Right? When you begin to turn and go upstream and talk faith and talk victory and call things that be not as though they were, now you're going to stand out. Amen. People are going to say, oh, you one of them. From that rich church. You one of those faith people. And people say it with disdain. But that's all right. That's all right. They can still be talking about it when you're enjoying the blessing. When Phyllis is reading your big testimony. Right? They can still be scoffing and making fun. But this is how the Bible, remember the Bible, tells you how to operate it. Keep reading. If we control our words, we won't miss it. We'll develop, we'll be mature. Bible says perfect. And we'll be able to control the whole body. Verse 3, he gives illustrations. He says, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Control a big horse with a little bit. Behold, the ships, though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth or decides. Even so, the tongue is a little member. And he goes on to describe how it's just like the rudder, it's just like the bit. Today, you'd probably say, like the steering wheel. Right? If you're in your car and you're doing 90 miles an hour south, does it do any good to just sit there and cry and go, I don't want to go south. I'm going south so fast, but I don't want to go fast south. Please, y'all pray. I don't want to go south. Call you on your cell phone to prayer lines and go, y'all pray. I don't want to go south. Y'all pray fast for me and pray. I don't want to go south. I'll press the accelerator and see if that'll help. I'll play the radio loud. I'll turn the signals on. No, there's only one thing going to help you. Right? People can pray to their horse, but until you get a hold of the steering wheel, right? You're going to have, at some point, you got to get a hold of the steering wheel. Stop going south and turn that steering wheel and keep turning it until you're going the direction you want to go. But you got all kind of Christians that go, well, yeah, but I don't believe in steering wheels. I know it sounds bizarre, but I just believe if I'm going south, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. If I'm going south, I'm going south. And I'm not going to say I'm not going south if I'm going south. Well, just go south then. But how do you turn it around? You turn the horse around with the bit. You turn the ship around with the rudder. Turn the car around with the steering wheel. How do you turn your life around? With your mouth. How many understand millions of Christians don't believe that? They don't believe this at all. They don't believe it. But the Bible is true. Right? And the thing is, you have to do like Romans 4 says and call those things that be not as though they were. A ship. A huge. All these tons of cargo and all this hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet long and wide. You turn that rudder and you got a stiff wind. Well, that thing's not just going to spin around. It's moving this direction at a speed. It's got a lot of momentum. But the moment you turn that rudder, it's going to begin to turn. Yeah. Is that right? It may take it a while, depending on what's going on, wind-wise and everything. But what do? You don't turn the rudder for 3 minutes and go, well, I'm still pretty much going the same way, so I guess I'll just turn it back. Well, you're never going to get turned. You got to turn that rudder and hold it. Is that right? Hold it. And just keep holding it. And even if it takes a long time, just hold it. Yeah, but I got my rudder turned, you know, to the north, but I'm still going south. Well, just hold it. Hold it. Give it some time. How many know eventually you'll be headed the opposite direction? That's what you got to do with your mouth. I'm sick. I'm broke. I'm getting worse. I don't know what to do. I've done everything I know to do and it just gets worse. It gets worse. Get a hold of that thing. And begin to say, I'm coming out. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You've built up momentum maybe for 40 years going the wrong way. You may still be heading that way, but get that mouth turned around, right? You may still be getting bills. You may still be going down financially, but say, I'm coming out. I'm coming out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, I'm a giver. And because I do, God is all the time dealing with people to give to me. Money, favor. What'll happen is the momentum will slow down. And eventually, it stops getting worse. Did you hear me? But you're still not where you want to be, so what do? I call every bill paid. I call every need met. I always have plenty. I always have abundance. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor their seed begging bread. God's made. Now you're taking back some of what you lost. Right? You begin to head the right way. Did you hear me? And if you hold your words in the right direction long enough, you'll begin to see it. It'll begin to materialize. Do you see where so many folk miss it? They say something, and if they don't see it all by dark, they think, well, this confession stuff don't work. Oh, it's working just wonderful. Thing is, it works just as effectively in the negative as it does positive. If you say it doesn't work for you, and you believe it doesn't work for you, then it doesn't work for you positively. But it is working for you negatively. Oh, the power of your words. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Proverbs. This book is just full. I mean, just replete with reference after reference to the significance of our words. Let's go to the 18th chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs 18 and verse 2. 18:2 Proverbs says, a fool has no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. Listen to the NIV. It says, a fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing his own opinions. RSV says, only in expressing his opinion. The Living says, all he wants to do is yell. Skip down to verse 7. A fool's mouth is what? His destruction. And his lips are the snare of his soul. Verse 20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with what? The fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. How are you going to be filled? How are you going to get satisfied? By what you talk. By what you speak. What if you talk about how much you don't have? What if you talk about how people are not faithful to you? And how you don't understand how nobody will stay with you? And how nobody will be your friend? And how nobody's loyal to you? What are you saying? You're saying nobody's loyal to me. What if you say it a long time? You're going to begin to eat the fruit of it. Right? What if you say, well, nobody ever gives me anything. I don't know what they're all hyped up over at the church there for. Sometimes I wonder about those testimonies. Ain't nobody ever give me anything. Yeah, and how long you been saying that? You know what I've been saying for years? People are all the time. giving me things. Now, you never get your eyes on any individual. Did you hear me? But the Bible says if you're a giver, which we are, then people are going to give to you. Why would they give to you? Because God's dealing with them. Right? Blessings of givers. You give and God's going to deal with somebody to give back to you. But see, years ago, I changed my words. The more you learn about this, you become more akin to your own wrong talking, but then you notice other people's wrong talking too. And you watch people that are in the worst places in life. People think, well, the biggest thing is no opportunity. The biggest thing is lack of education. Well, the biggest thing is this or is that. No, it's not. The biggest thing is what God said. Your words. Right? What are you saying? Nobody will give me a break. Nobody help me. Nobody help me. Nobody likes me. They're prejudiced against me because I'm white. That's funny, Brother Keith. I've been to places where I was the only Caucasian there, Phyllis and I. And then somebody mentioned that we were from Mississippi. And you just saw the countenance. I could almost see what one guy was thinking. He said, I bet his daddy was in the Klan. Well, no, he wasn't. But you, what I'm saying is, you know, I mean, demographics say if you're a white male, you know, you got it made. But anybody can give an excuse about anything. You can say, because I'm a woman, because I'm a man, because I'm white, because I'm black, because I'm this. You can always find some reason why you're not successful. I was born in the wrong place. I didn't have enough education. Well, you talk that and you are sealing your fate. You're sealing your destruction. But I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are. I don't care what's going on. If you begin to say, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only. Never on the bottom. I'm blessed of the creator of heaven and earth. No man can stand before me all the days of my life. I am in great favor with God and man. Everywhere I go, he gives me victory. Everywhere I go, his spirit is on me. What if you talk that all the time? Would it make a difference?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Ruling with Righteous Words, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001J. That's R-1001J. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Faith, be to God. Faith, be to God. God.